However, there's one comfort. It can't last long. I'm worn to death with your temper, and shan't trouble you a great while. Ha! You may laugh, and I dare say you would laugh. I've no doubt of it. That's your love. That's your feeling. I know that I'm sinking every day, though I say nothing about it. And when I'm gone, we shall see how your second wife will look after your buttons. You will find out the difference then. Yes, Cardle, you'll think of me then. For then I hope you'll never have a blessed button to your back. No, I'm not a vindictive woman, Mr. Cardle. Nobody ever called me that but you. What do you say? Nobody ever knew so much of me? That's nothing at all to do with it. Ha! I wouldn't have your aggravating temper, Cardle, for mines of gold. It's a good thing I'm not as worrying as you are, or a nice house there'd be between us. I only wish you'd had a wife that would have talked to you. Then you'd have known the difference. But you impose upon me because, like a poor fool, I say nothing. I should be ashamed of myself, Cardle.